This is the Brief on the Neuroadaptive Ghosts Project. So this whole initiative comes out of the Neurogaming Lab, and what they've done is pretty wild. They basically reimagined the classic game Pac-Man as a kind of living maze. And the ghosts? Yeah. They've ditched their old predictable patterns. Now they're powered by modern machine learning, making them these really intelligent, adaptive hunters. Okay, so first big takeaway. The ghosts now work together. Like, really work together. They take on specific roles. You've got your chaser, your ambusher, a blocker, and even a patrol. And get this, they use something called alpha pack hunting. The ghost that's closest to you, it becomes the leader, the alpha. And it actually directs the other ghosts to corner you, to set up these pincer moves and block off any way out. It's pretty intense. Second thing you need to know, these enemies evolve. They actually get smarter over time. They're using stuff like reinforcement learning and genetic algorithms to constantly improve. This means they start developing their own behavioral traits. You know, one might become more aggressive, another might get better at predicting where you're going to go. The AI learns from its mistakes, and the game just keeps getting harder. And finally, with ghosts this smart, how do you even stand a chance? Well, the game gives you some new tricks. You get abilities like teleporting, super speed, and even a shockwave when you eat a power pellet. And you'll need all that to survive. Because the mazes are procedural now, so they change every single time you play. So what this all does is transform a static retro game into this dynamic testbed for complex decision-making and emergent AI behavior. It's a fascinating look at how reviving the past can actually help build the future of playable AI.